Okay, today's daf is Menachas, daf Kuf Gimel. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Marcus family, Lili Nishmas, in loving memory of Muriel Marcus. We thank you for the sponsorship for the entire week. And we continue now with today again, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Beth Hashem. This week we'll have daf. And then after that, we'll have a little break for the last five blad of Menachas. And Be'ezrat Hashem, I will try to get up already the first daf of Chulin, which is next Tuesday, which is a week from tomorrow when Chulin starts. I hope to have it up either Monday night in general. I'm not sure exactly when it's going to be up. I'll announce the schedule once I get there. But again, if I'm going to be giving it at night, like I did in past years, then I would try to have it the night before, so the proper daf will be up on that day. Okay, so we are on Kuf Beis. On a Beis, let's start with the second to last line. Zulahavi b'machvas. The Mishnah had said all different types of cases of neder and nedava. Nedarim, as the Gemara says in Nazir on Daf Beis. Nedarim on Daf Beis, that shvua is focused on the gavra and neder is focused on the chefsa, and that's the difference between harei zeh and harei alai, and that's what the Mishnah focused on. If somebody says, "I hereby promise to bring a machvas," they bring a marcheshes, so the opposite, it's a kosher carbon, but they didn't fulfill their obligation. But if they focus on an item, zulahavi b'machvas, they want to bring this specific thing as a machvas, and then they bring a marcheshes, that will possible because they already declared this as a certain type of carbon, and it wasn't that type of carbon. So, second to last line. Zulahavi b'machvas, if somebody declares that they want to bring this as a machvas, they bring it as a marcheshes, so we said that's puzzle. Vatanya says the brisa lo kitchum klisharis. But what do you mean? We learned at a brisa that it's not true. The klisharis is not makadesh them if they bring it. Right? The Mishnah said, by the way, I didn't mention the Hebrew name, sponsor Lili Nishmas Muriel Marcus, Machya Bas Yitzchak Yaakov. So, L'mishamash Av and Aliyah. Zulahavi b'machvas, v'atayi l'kitchen b'klisharis. The Brisa said that it is not sanctified in a klisharis. How can our Mishnah say that if you declare it as a one type of pan, and you bring it in another type of pan, that's going to passel it, but another Brisa says that it does not become sanctified at all, so it shouldn't become passel. So Amar Abaya, Abaya answers, Lo kitchum li karev, avo kitchum li pasal. They weren't sanctified, it wasn't sanctified to become kosher, but it was sanctified enough to become pasal. Right, it was already in the parsha enough that it'll be nifsal, but it wasn't in the parsha enough that you could give it as a proper carbon, because it already was the wrong carbon that was designated. V'yamar Abaya, period. V'yamar Abaya, now Abaya has another comment about the machlokes in the Mishnah, and that is, V'yamar Abaya, lo shanu ela shakavan b'shas neder. This whole discussion that it's going to become pasul, if I said it was a machvas, and I bring it as a marcheshes, that's only if I declared it and I said something b'shas neder. At the time that I, at the beginning of my words, I say, I go over to some flour and I say, oh, this is going to be my mincha machvas. Shekavan b'shas neder. Like Rashi says, harei alai lahavi azuba machvas. Avo b'shas hafrasha. But if at the beginning I just said, this is going to be my mincha, and later on I declare, you know what, I'm going to bring it as a machvas, is a later, at a later time period, lo, then that is not nikva. Why? Kasher nadarta v'alo kasher hifrashta. A special din, says Abaya, that it has to be nikva at the time of the original neder, not at the time of the hafrasha of the flour. If at the time of the hafrasha of the flour, that's when you did it, but it wasn't done any earlier, so then that it does not create a psul. And it marnami finish up. Amr Rabbi Acha bar Chanina, Amr Rabbi Asi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Same thing. Lo shana lo shkavan b'shas neder. Avo b'shas hafrasha lo kasher nadarta v'lo kasher hifrashta. It only goes by the neder and not by the shas hafrasha. Rashi sounds like what is the Gemara excluding? If at the time of the hafrasha, if at T2 you said this should be blank. But what if you actually put it into a specific kli at that moment? So then, though, Chafetz Chaim is medayik that would passel. Rashi says, "Afa b'shas afrasha, the b'shas neder amar harei alai minchastam, u'b'shas afrasha kava va'amar zu avi l'shem neder uba machvas lo maklum." Stop, doesn't passel. But if you actually would have put it into a certain kli, so then it would have been passel, and the Chofetz Chaim thinks that this is a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Because the Rambam seems to say in Ma'aser Karbanos, Yud Zayin Gimel, that even if you actually put it into the kli, it would not be a problem, but Rashi sounds like it would be if you put it into the kli. Okay, Mishnah. So that's finishing up yesterday's discussion of neder and nedava and the different types of ways of obligating oneself in a karbon. So continuing, Ha'omer, says the Mishnah, Hare alai mincha min ha'sa'orim. Somebody says, I hereby declare to bring a mincha from barley, which is not so common. There's only two karbanas mincha made out of barley. We know there's one karban yach and one karban tzibur. The sota karban is made out of barley, and the mincha sa'omer is made out of barley. That's it. So if somebody says, I want to bring a mincha from barley, yavi min achitim, they're obligated to bring from wheat, even though that's not what they said. They promise to bring from sa'orim, they have to bring from wheat. Kemach, yavi solas. If they obligate themselves to bring regular flour, they have to bring fine flour. Below shemen or below lavona. If they obligate themselves to bring without oil and frankincense, yavi shemen or lavona. It's an example of masala mashkasa batara. We'll see, right? Because every carbon, besides a minchas chote, they all have oil and frankincense. So if somebody promises to bring below shemen or lavona, they have to bring with shemen and lavona. Sorry, good morning, Ksubis. Yeah, thank you. Chatzi Isaron. If somebody promises to bring a half Isaron of flour, Yavi Isaron Shalem. They have to bring Isaron of Shalem, again, because it is not possible to bring a half an Isaron. Isaron Umechza. What if somebody promises to bring one and a half Isronos? Yavi Shnaim. They have to bring two, because there are no half Isronos sizes listed for the Karbanos. There's no precedent for that. And therefore, we'll see the Sfas Emes in a minute, but there's no precedent for that, so that's why you have to bring two. Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon Potters, in these cases, where he says a half or he says one and a half. Shalo hisnadev kiderech habisnadvin. Because he did not make a nedava in the normal way, kiderech habisnadvin, in the normal way of nedava. And therefore what? Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says you're Potter. The Sfas Emes has two svekas. Number one, exactly, Simi's question. Right, Potter from what? When Rav Shimon says, Patr, thank you, Shol Kader, Kader Chabes Nadvin, does that mean that you have to bring, let's say, one and a half? You have to bring at least one? Or do you have to bring none? Do you say, oh, that you totally had a different, Lashon, Sorachian, be Yisarun Umechza, Yipoter Lagamre, Orak Mimechza Yisarun Poter, Aval Yisarun, Al Kopanim, Mechuyav Lahavi, Ulaze Adas Note. I think you have to bring at least one. Even though it's not so clear, but I think so. Umiyotosas lo kasav kein. Tosas seems to be the opposite, but I think Misvara said this Sfas Emes that Rav Shimon would agree about the one, but he just would not agree about the two. Number one point of the Sfas Emes. Before we do the other point of the Sfas Emes, just another para. So in the Margolius Hashas, there was a story that somebody once made a neder that she yikna mimenu zav l'tzarach beis hamikdash. He has some money. He says, I want this money to go to buy gold for the beis hamikdash. And v'im yamus yehe munach at sheyivna beis hamikdash. V'oz yikna mimenu zav l'beis hamikdash. And now he wants to be chozer bro. That was the shiloh that was brought to the Maharash Engel, one of the achronim. Right? So the question is, what do you say about this? Because if you don't have a base of English, what are you supposed to do with this money? So says the Marash Engo, Matzinu, we find him in Menachas Dafkov Gimel, Reb Shimon, Sholos Adiv Kederach Habes Nadvim. And nobody ever made a neder with stucca like this. Dafka for the base of Migdash, no other stucca. The Chazin and the Adam Zed Daito Klishta. The Hagam de Lonechavai de Zel Shote, Mahani Nidro, Avakapanim Shita Shuha Lashanos Akesef, Shinod Lashan de Rekdusha. Why? Because it's Shalom Sadiv, because Rechab is not them. Nobody makes such an Adarm now for Zman Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, he used this principle in terms of being Mevatel, and at least being Mishana, the Neder that this person made, so that he would be able to use it for other Tztakas, and it won't be a Mikshol. We don't like to have Karbanas or money for Karbanas lying around. We try not to have that. That was number two. So you have the Safik, what Rav Shimon meant, we have the Megalis HaShas, and one more. Ethos Fasemes in the previous piece. Vakasha. Minale to Inu Yachalahavi Sarana Mechsa. Why can't you bring one and a half? You can't bring a half. Right? Because there's nothing less than an Isaran. But why can't you bring one and a half? Kivan de Samach Esron and Yachal. You can bring 60 Esronos, as we'll see later on the base of the Mishnah. So why can't you bring halves? Just because there are no Musafs that have halves? So what? Ethos Fasemes, I don't understand why you can't bring halves. Ask this answer to the Sfas Emes. V'efshar lomar, He says, the only possibility I can think of is as follows. To Efshar Lomar, to kol she'eno bizeh achar zeh, afil b'vas achas eino. Principle from Maseches Kiddushin. The principle says, anything that cannot be chal, one after another, cannot be chal at the same moment. That's what the Mishnah says, if somebody tries, it was b'kadish te'achayos. So he goes to two sisters and is b'kadish them at the same moment. So, he's married to neither of them, because you can't marry them one after another, so you can't marry them at the same time. That's the principle. Kol she'eino b'zachar zeh, if they can't be one after another, afil b'vas achas eino. Again, that's the principle of the Gemara in Kiddushin, and the Gemara tries to figure out exactly, after an aleph or so, tries to figure out exactly all the cases that this comes up with. So here too, you can't do one and then a half, because everybody agrees you can't do a half, because the Isaron, a mincha can't be less than one Isaron, so even one and a half Isaron must not be good, because you're trying to have them both chal at the same time. Kiva, demechse, Isar, befreatzva, in yachol havi, gam b'tarovus lomahani, so do b'tarovus. That's his suggestion. Sorry?
Didn't he say that the whole is not,
according to this principle, the whole thing should not be good. Correct, according to this principle. That's true. So you can't put the two Sfas Emesis together. But, 2 points. Number one, a little difficult to relate it. You know, when you try to marry two sisters, those are really two separate chaluyos that you're trying to do. Here, you're trying to bring one mincha with one and a half Asronos. It's not one and then a half. It's not like all the other cases that are given as examples there. So, okay, it's a jump. That's his suggestion. But once he brings up this principle, just to quote one important source related to that principle, that's a Reb Chaim. Whenever this principle comes up, we try to mention Reb Chaim. It's Reb Chaim in Hilchos Nedarim. There's only one Reb Chaim in all of Hilchos Nedarim. So Reb Chaim says the following case. Amar lo, we know that the husband has power to be mefer and get rid of the wives' vows. You know that if it has certain types of vows. Beino levena and dvar shalinu nefesh. So the husband can get rid of the vows. And it could also be mekayim the vows. If he hears of them and he says, oh, I like the vows. So the Rambam says, Amar lo, what if a man tells his wife, kiyem umufar lech b'vas achas? If he says, I am mekayim and I'm mefer your neder. Same time. I'm mekayim and I'm mefer. So what's the halacha there? Hareze kiyem. Adkan Lashono. Salach is, it's Makuyim. And she has to fulfill her neder. He can't get rid of it. This is a Nibaya in a Dharma Daf Samach Tes. And the Gemara says this is related to the principle of Kol She'eino B'zeh Achazah, Afilu B'zeh Achazeino. Right, it relates it to that principle.
That's what it's supposed to be.
So the question Reb Chaim asks is, that principle of Kol She'eino B'zeh Achazah usually means that both things fall away. Like we said, he's not married to either sister in that case. So here where he says, Kayim Amufer Lecha, why did the Rambam paskin kiyem? It should be nothing. It should be as if the husband didn't express his das yet. And yet the Rambam says kiyem mufar. So that's kol she'eino b'zeh achazeh, afilu b'zeh achazeino. So both things should be gotten rid of. Why did the Rambam paskin in that case kiyem? That's Reb Chaim's question. If it's kol she'eino b'zeh achazeh, and both things fall away, says Reb Chaim as follows. Important yisod. When do you say the principle of kol she'eino b'zeh achazeh? Like the Sfas Emes says here. You say that principle when the halacha prevents each side from being chal. Once Reuven marries sister A, why can't he marry sister B? Because he's already married to sister A. Why can't he marry sister A? Because he's already married to sister B. Kol she'eino b'zeh achazeh, that principle is only when there's a din that's preventing the second part from going into effect. But what if it's not a din, it's just a reality? It's a reality. It can't kick in because the other item does not exist. Says Reb Chaim, it's not that this principle applies. Says the Reb Chaim, when a husband says, Mufar lacha, and Kiyem lacha, what if he says that? Mufar lacha, if he said the opposite direction than what the Rambam said. He says, I'm mefer your neder, and then I'm mekayim your neder. So why doesn't that work for Zachar Zeh? Because once you're mefer the neder, then the neder disappears. That he says, kiyem lacha, you're not being mekayim anything. It's not there anymore. It's not that the halacha of mufar prevents the halacha of kiyem from taking place. No! The halacha of mufar gets rid of the neder. There is no longer a neder. It doesn't exist anymore. That's why you can't be mekayim it. Because it doesn't exist. Says Reb Chaim, that's not the principle. Reb Rambam says, if you can't have mefer and keem, if you can't have two things in both directions, and both of them prevent each other because of the din, not because there's just a mitzius that's not there, so then that's not this principle. Kol sheinu b'zachazeh, I feel about zachazeh. So even though the Gemara relates it, in lumdus, the Rambam must think lamaskana, that this principle is not applicable here. Achain, I'll read it to you. If it was possible, It's great abbreviations, by the way. Kol she'eno, it's shin, aleph, nun, aleph, bay, zayin, aleph, chazayin. It's a whole 15-thing abbreviation. So you got to know what you're talking about before you read this paragraph. But that's Reb Chaim's Chiddush in the Shita of the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, relating to the Sfasemis' suggestion on our Mishnah. Why can't it be 1.5? Because of Kol she'eno b'zachazeh, afilu b'zachazeinu. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amai, why do we say back to the first case of the Mishnah? Why do we say that if somebody says, I hereby promise to bring a mincha from barley, he has to bring it from wheat, why don't we say that the whole thing is knocked out? Amai, neder upischo imahu. Why don't we say this is a neder and it's Pesach with it? Meaning what? It's as if he's being chozerbo. Harezeh mincha, I'm bringing a mincha, and then he says, the second that he says from barley, he's obviously retracting from what he wanted to do, because everybody knows the havamina of the question, that you can't bring a mincha from barley, right, except those two, which were exceptional cases, and therefore, if he says from barley, it must be that he's just retracting. So why don't we say that he's not chayav to do anything here? Neder upischo imo. Two answers. First answer, Amar Chizkia, Hamani beishamahi. You're right! It should be, but this is the Shita of Beis Shammai, to Amri Tfos Lashon Rishon. Beis Shammai Shita, who says you always go by the first phrase of a person, first words in a person's phrase, Titzan, like the Mishnah says in Nazir Daftes, Harani Nazir Min Agrogoris Min Advela. If somebody says, I hereby promise to be a Nazir from figs, from dates. So obviously everybody knows Nazir has nothing to do with figs and dates, it has to do with grapes only. So what does it mean when a person says this? So I might have said, he's being Chozerbo. And therefore, he's nothing. Beis Shammai Omrim, Nazir. Beis Hillel Omrim, no Nazir. Beis Shammai says you're a Nazir in that case. Why? Tfos, Lashon, Rishon. You go by the first Lashon. That's what's critical. And therefore, in this case, he would be a Nazir. And therefore, in our case, the second that he says, Harei Alai Mincha, it's finished. Now he's saying, Minas Saorim, tough luck on him. Right, tough luck. He already cannot retract Tfos Lashon Rishon. That is Shita's Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, that's the feature of Chizkiah, who says it's Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, I feel the same in Beis Hillel. No, what do you mean? Even Beis Hillel could fit into our case. Even though Beis Hillel in Nazir says that in the case of Nazir, he's not a Nazir at all. What about this case? There's an Ukimta here. But Omer, what did the guy say? Ilo Hayisi Yodea She'eino Drinkach. Oh, you need to know they're kach alakach. I didn't know that you can't be a Nazir from Saorim. Of course I wouldn't have said that if I would have known. I would have said Menachitim. So Rabbi Yochanan says the case is a case where we asked him afterwards and he clears up what happened. And therefore, that's why it works here. But in Achinami, according to Beis Hillel, if we would ask him, he would say, yeah, it was Chozerbo, then it would be nothing. It would be nothing according to Beis Hillel. This sugya relates to the Tuesday night shiur that we had 2 weeks ago. And that is the sugya of Toka de Dibur. And it all started, if you remember back, started about 20 blot ago in the Tosfos on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Tosfos there on the top of Pei Aleph Amud Beis in Perek HaToda had said, the Mishnah there was talking about the case of you want to bring your Toda from Chulin and your Lechem from Meiser or vice versa. Are you allowed to use Meiser Sheni money for any of those karbanis? So Tosfos there said, but don't we have a principle of Toka de Dibur? You're always allowed to be Chozerbo. So here, what's the whole top? What's the whole half of me? Of course, you can be chozerbo. You can always be chozerbo. Toka de dibur. At least the shorter toka de dibur. Right, there's two short. There's Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Amori. Right, what a Rebbe says to a Tama, what a Tama says to a Rebbe. So at least the shorter one, Toka de Dibur. So Tosfos there says, and the Rambam passes this way also, there is no Toka de Dibur when it comes to Hektish. That's the Shittas HaRambam, the Shittas Tosfos right here. Tosfos says, V'lomotzi mehedar, di amira legavoa, kimisirasa lehedyot. Tosfos says earlier, that fe'al from a base, because giving something to the base of Mikdash does not require a Maisa Kinyan. By all other kinyanim, you can be chozer bo toka de dibur, because it's all about a maisa kinyan. If you can be chozer bo, there's something concrete that you can undo. But when it comes to hektish, amirasu l'gavoa, kimisirasu l'hedyot, it's automatic, you don't need a maisa kinyan. So therefore, you don't have that ability of being chozer bo toka de dibur. That's a big chiddush. The Rambam doesn't say what his svar is. The Rambam just quotes this halacha in Maisa Karbanas, in Perek Tes Vav, where the Rambam says in the first halacha, Ha'omer Vlada Shelzu Ola V'hishlamim Tverav Kayamin. Somebody says, the Vlad of this baby, of this carbon, she made Ola, and the carbon itself was a Shlamim, fine. You didn't, weren't Chozerbo. The mother was a Shlamim, and the baby was an Ola. He Shlamim Uvlada Ola. What if you say, it should be a Shlamim, and its Vlad should be an Ola? Im Lekachnis Kavein Tverav Kayamin. V'im acher shegomar belibo v'hosi besvasav shetiyeh shlamim chazar bo v'yamar vlada ola. If you're trying to be chazar bo, af al pi shechazar bo betok de dibur hare vlada shlamim. Tough luck. You go by what the mother is. Why? Shein chazar behektish v'afilu betok de dibur. That's you see this Rambam. The Rambam there doesn't give a svara, but Tosas gave the svara because I be rasul gavok rasul hadyon. The Radvaz here says kashali. What do you mean? But the Gemara doesn't say this. If you remember in that shit we have, the Gemara mentions only two exceptions. So that's four exceptions. The Gemara says, what are the exceptions to Toka de Dibur? The Gemara says, Mikadesh, Megaresh, and Megadef, and Avodas Kochavim. Those are the only four. The Gemara in Baba Basra, Kuflamid Aleph, the Gemara in Nedarim, said these are the two that are four exceptions. Kiddush is not there. So put this on the list. Kiddush is not based. That's what we first touched upon this. Put this on the list of comparisons between Kiddushin and Hektish. The Gemara there says Kiddushin is considered Asar Kulei Amaga Hektish. There are many examples, the Gemara in the first parak in Kiddushin, where if somebody tries to marry a half a woman, they only want to marry her left half, that's her better side. Want to marry her left half. The Gemara says you're married to the whole woman. Why? Just like a carpet, if you're Makadish and a leg of an animal. Pasha Kiddushin Bakula. So to marriage. There are many examples of this. So this goes on the list. The Rambam must learn. Tosfos must learn. They're not going to argue on the Gemara that when it says Kiddushin, it also includes Hektish. That is the sugya of Tok de Dibur when it comes to Hektish, but relates to this Gemara right here. Relates to this Gemara. Maybe there's no discussion here of Tok de Dibur, so maybe that's also where Tosfos and the Rambam get it from, because a lot of these Gemaras don't mention Tok Kedei Dibur. They don't mention it. Okay. By the way, maybe we'll have a Tuesday night shiur about this. I'm Russell Gavok of Russell Hedyot. It's also a fascinating discussion. Is that, the Achronim discuss, is that in lieu of a Maisa Kinyan or instead of? Amiras L'Gavoa. Is that like usually you need a Maisa Kinyan, but here you have an Amiras Kinyan? Or is this a totally different way of doing things and you don't even need a Maisa Kinyan? You don't need a substitute for Maisa Kinyan when it comes to Hektish. So there's different nafkaminas to that question, but that is an important hakira in the Achronim. Okay. We go further. So, remember the players here, because they're going to come up again. We have a machlokas here between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Chizkiah says that the Mishnah is Beishamayim, says Tfos Lashon Rishon. Rabbi Yochanan says the Mishnah is even Beis Hillel, because you asked him. And he says, oh, if I would have known, then I wouldn't have said such a thing. So, now another statement of Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. First Chizkiah, Amar Chizkiah. Lo shanu ela da amar mincha min asa'orim. When does this whole Mishnah work? That's only in the Mishnah is Dafka, where you said mincha from barley. At least that's in the parsha of minchas. Aval amar mincha min ha'adashim lo. But if you want to bring mincha from lentils, that's what you said, then the whole thing falls with, and you for sure chayiv nothing. Lo. It's like you say, I want to bring a mincha from a cow. That's basically what you're saying. It's nothing. It's meaningless. So Gemara says, one second, michti. Let's see for a minute. Chizkiah, Kaman, Amr, Shmaitel. Who did Chizkiah explain the Mishnah like Kabe Shammai? He said the Mishnah is like Beishamai. And what was Beishamai's Svara? Or Beishamai Mishum Tfos Lashon Rishon Hu. Beishamai was because you go by the first phrase. So Mali Min HaSar, Mali Min HaDashim. What difference does it make then? Even if he says something crazy, the point of Chizkiah's explanation of the Mishnah is that you go by his first phrase. So you say, I'm Chayev Mincha, so it shouldn't matter what you say afterwards. Right? So why should Chizkiah limit it? So, HaDarbei. Chizkiah retracted. He retracted his statement that it goes like Beishamai. Retracted. Well, my time, HaDarbei, why? Why was he Chozerbo? So, Amar Rava, Masnis and Kishisei. The language of the Mishnah bothered him. Why? My Arya, the Tani, Mincha Menasaorim. Why does he give that case? Which is like a little bit in the Parsha. Listen, Menasaorim. It's an even bigger Chiddush. If it's Beishamai, then after he gave the shot, he rethought it, and he said that, you know what? I think I'm wrong, because why did the Mishnah give the even bigger Chiddush of Min HaDashim? El Shema Mina, it must be I'm wrong, that the reason is not because Beishamai, but the reason is because the guy made a mistake. Mishum de Ta'ihu, because he made a mistake. Bisa'orim Ta'ib HaDashim Lo Ta'i. People make a mistake in barley, they don't make a mistake in lentils. So therefore, if he said lentils, it must be he's just joking around. Must be that he doesn't really mean it. Barley, he must mean it. But Adashim, he must not mean it. That is all. Chizkiah changed his mind, and therefore he fit in the Mishnah according to what he held. For Rabbi Yochanan, now we're going to have a similar parallel discussion for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said the Mishnah is even according to Beis Hillel, and it's because the guy made a mistake. Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar afilu mina Adashim. He says the opposite. Even if the guy said mina Adashim, still he's chayev in this case. So the Gemara now asks, Michdi, Rabbi Yochanan Kaman Amar L'Shmai, so who did Rabbi Yochanan say his opinion according to? Beis Hillel. He said, oh, I Beis Hillel. And what was Beis Hillel's Svaro? Beis Hillel Mishum D'Toyu. Beis Hillel is because people make a mistake. Beis Ha'orim Toy, B'Adashim Lo Toy. People don't make a mistake about lentils. They might make a mistake in barley. Wheat and barley go together. There are some minchas with barley. So how could Rabbi Yochanan suggest that the Mishnah is even, the same halacha would be, even if he says, Min HaAdashim? The guy doesn't make a mistake about that. So the Gemara answers, L'dvar of the Chizkiah Ka'amar Lei. Really, you're right. Rabbi Yochanan is only talking according to Chizkiah, original Chizkiah. Before Chizkiah was Chozer Bo. What do you mean? At my time, Ahadart Becha, why were you Chozer Bo? Mishum Delokadani Min HaAdashim. What, you were Chozer Bo because of that Lashon? Forget it! You didn't have to be Chozer Bo. I'll tell you the Pshat. Dilma Lomi Bai Kamar. Maybe it's a not only Lomi Bai Min HaAdashim. Not only by if he said lentils. The Ikala Mamer Mehadahu Dahadar Bay. And there you might have said that he's Chozer Bo, and yet you would hold. Tfos Lashon Rishon. You still say Tfos Lashon Rishon and ignore the second half. Ela Afilu Menasorim Nami. The Chiddush of the Mishnah, according to you, Chizkiah, could have been even from barley. De Ikala Meimar Mitahu Dekatoi. There you could have said that he's really making a mistake and he doesn't really mean it. Afilu Hachi Tfos Lashon Rishon. Even there, you're Tfos Lashon Rishon. So Rabbi Yochanan is telling Chizkiah, you didn't really have to be Chozer Bo, right? You could have explained why the Mishnah gives the case of Min HaSorim and not Min HaChita. The Rambam's psak here, the Nosei Kelim try to figure out where he gets his psak. Is he passing like Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiah? But the Rambam says, here in Maisa Karbanis in Perek Yud Zayin, Ha'omer, Hare Alai Minchas Saorim. O Minchas Chatzi, I'm sorry, that's the next case. Omar, Hare Alai Mincha Minchas Saorim, O Min HaAdashim. Either one. He paskins either or. Rabbi Yochanan, remember, only said this l'shitas Chizkiah. But the Rambam quotes this. If somebody says, I want to bring a mincha min hasamin hadashim, o mincha belo shemen velavona, o mincha chatzi isaron, shoal in oso. Says the Rambam, you ask him what he meant. Im amarlona darti ela aldashim mutar lahakriv kazeh. Ve'i lu yadati she'ein makriven ela isaron shalem. Soles b'shemen o lavona. Lo yisi no there. If I would have realized that you can't bring what I wanted to bring, hare ze patur. He would be patur. V'im amar. And if he says, I lu yisi yoder hayiti no der kederach shemakriven. If I would have known, I would have said what you're supposed to bring. Hare ze chayv lahakriv kederach shemakriven. That's the Rambam. L'chora, we pass on Rabbi Yochanan. Chizkiah Rabbi Yochanan, l'chora Rabbi Yochanan. L'chora Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? The Mishnah said that Rabbi Yochanan is based on mistakes, and people don't make mistakes by Adashim. Right? He was only saying that, l'shitas Chizkiah. So it's difficult. Who's the Rambam passing like? He's possibly like Rabbi Yochanan, that you ask the guy, but he's saying you ask him even by Adashim. So that's somewhat unusual. So the Kesef Mishnah tries to figure out how maybe this isn't a maskana. Maybe after we do the next few lines of the Gemara is changing what it just said, but that is an important just to know that psak of the Rambam. The Rambam says no matter what the guy said, you ask him. And what the guy said, you ask him. That's the, that's what you say. Okay? Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Ze'iri, another limit. So again, in that Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah says Ze'iri is going back on the previous sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Pashas is, we'll go with Rashi's pshat, that Rashi says, no, Ze'iri is going back on the Tanakama, on the original suggestion that we had about Tfos Lashon Rishon. Amar Ze'iri, Lo Shanu, when do we say that, you go by the first Lashon, Ela to Amar Mincha? If he says Mincha, Rashi has two days here. We'll say each one. We'll go with the first one. First, Lo Shana, when do we say all the halacha that we just said applies when you say, Harelai mincha min ha-sa'orim, min ha-chitim, min ha-dashim. Aval lo amar mincha, but if you didn't say mincha, but you said minchas, minchas chitim, minchas sa'orim lo, then the halacha doesn't apply. Why? Because that's for sure one phrase. Minchas sa'orim means a mincha of sa'orim. Harelai mincha, you could stop. You could stop right after the word mincha. Minchas, that's the possessive, and therefore you would not say there Tfos Lashon Rishon, because there it's obviously connected to the words that follow. That is number one suggestion. Rashi number two says, what if he didn't say the word mincha at all? Hare alai minachitim. Hare alai minasaurim. So again there, says Rashi, explaining the Gemara, the words hare alai, you wouldn't say Tfos Lashon Rishon, because you have no idea what he means. You can't say that he's chayv a mincha, and then what he says afterwards is meaningless, because he just said harei alai. You didn't say the word mincha. So therefore, there too, you would have to include what he says afterwards. You wouldn't be able to say tfos lashon rishon. Those are the two days in Rashi. Yosef Rav Nachman, the Kamar Lashmaitz, Rav Nachman said over this Ze'iri, Eisner Rav Lov Nachman, so Rav asked him, 1 minute, Kemach Yavi Solas. All the cases of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if you promise to bring Kemach, you have to bring Solas. Lav Delomer Mincha. Isn't that case where you didn't say Mincha, and therefore you should have to bring nothing? Or the original one? Lo Da'amer Mincha. Belo Shem Velo Lavona, Yavi Shem Lavona, my Lav Delomer Mincha. Isn't that case of the Mishnah where you said, you didn't say the word Mincha, you just said, I hereby bring without Shem Lavona, Lo Da'amer Mincha. Chatzi Yisar, Yavi Yisar, and Shalai, my Lav Delomer Mincha. Lo Da'amer Mincha. Fine, so all the cases of the Mishnah are cases where you did say the word Mincha, and therefore it's parallel to the first case. E hachi, says the Gemara, 1 minute then. Ema seifa, but what is the last case of the Mishnah? Isaron umechsa yavishnayim. If somebody promises to bring 1.5 isaronos, you gotta bring 2, we said. But 1 second. Kiva to amar mincha, so according to what we just said, what did he say? He said mincha min o isaron umechsa, something like that. So, once he says the word mincha, yichayev lebi yisaron. He's already chayev in one yisaron. Ki amar chati yisaron lo klum ka amar hu. If you're telling me he said the word mincha, so by saying the word mincha and then mechsa, so then basically what you're saying is meaningless. Why should you have to bring two? It's lo klum ka amar hu. Right? Because you already were chayev the yisaron originally. So lo tzricha da amar hare alai mincha chati yisaron vi yisaron. Switch the order. You said Harayalai Mincha, and then Chatzi Yisaron, and then another word Yisaron. That's the word that you said. You said Amachayva Mincha, a half, a whole. Right? If it was a whole, a half, you're right. What we said before. But if you said Harayalai Mincha, and then a half, and then a whole, so let's work out his words. Kivan to Amar Mincha Yichayv Lebi Yisaron. So Yichayv one Yisaron. Ki Amar Chatzi Yisaron Velo Klok Amar. Chatzi Yisaron is meaningless. Ki Hada Amar Yisaron, Maisi Yisaron Achrini. You gotta bring another one. That's why you gotta bring two. Because you said one, half, one, so you gotta bring two. So the Gemara says, beautiful, that works out perfectly. So why does Reb Shimon argue? Ihachi, Reb Shimon poter, shlosadeh, pederachav is not vin, amai. So what's he arguing with? You said beferish, you know, two minchas, two isronos, why should you be chayim nothing? So Amar Rava, Reb Shimon, b'shidas Reb Yossi, Amra, to Amar afik, mar dvar, vadamatfis. No, Reb Shimon is going within shidas Reb Yossi, who says that you take into account everything he says. Afik, mar dvar. See the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Afik, mar dvar, vadamat, nitfas, de loaz lina and basar lashon rishon lechudei, velo basar achron lechudei, ele basar kulu. You gotta go after everything he says. Vizesha Amar Mincha Chatzi Isar Visaron Pirushe Kamafarish. He's explaining himself. Mincha Shel Chatzi Isar Visaron. And that's shalok kederach kederach emesnadvin. Right? That's if you don't take put a comma after the word mincha, then it's a problem. And that's what Rav Shimon is going like the shita of Rav Yossi. Beautiful. Okay, Abosai, we made it. We made it to the Mishnah, which Rabbi Zeira talks about, that we've had a couple of times already in this Pesachta. This is the Kol Sharoi or Ein Aroi Labila Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Misadiv Adam Mincha Shal Shishim Yisaron, Umevi Bikli Echad. If a person wants to be no day, volunteer a humongous mincha, not humongous, but the largest mincha you could do, you could volunteer 60 Yisaron of flour, and you could still bring it in one kli. 60, that's the maximum. Im Amar Hare Alai Samach Aleph, but if he says 61, then maybe Shishim Bikli Echad. The echad b'kli echad. Then you got to bring it into two kalim. 60 in one and one in the other. Why not? Why do you have to have this limit? We'll see why in a second. But just keep in mind, we had a Tana that argued on this. Back on Daf Pei Ches Amid Aleph, there's a Tana in the Mishnah there that said, no, you don't have to worry about this. It's still going to be mixable. Pei Ches Amid Aleph, the Shita of Reb Lezer Reb Sadduk. The Shita of Bozem and Yaakov, right? In terms of how much oil you bring. Even a mincha of 60 Yisraron, you only bring one lug of oil. That's not mixable. One lug of oil with 60 Yisraron of flour. So that was a sheet of Bozem and Yaakov. We're passing that you got to make the oil more, but to make sure it's mixable. But this is one lug to 60 Yisrarons. So that was the Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. But back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said if you have 61, so you have to bring 60 in one kli and one in another kli. Why? Shekain, because this is the maximum that's brought on any day in the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? Shekain, Hatzibur, maybe, beyond the Rishon, Shalchak, Shalchalias, B'Shabbos, if the first day of Sukkot falls down on Shabbos, Shishim Ve'echad. You bring 61. What do you mean 61? So Rashi does the math. You have 13 cows. Why the first day of Sukkot? Because after that, the cows go down. Right? The first day of Sukkot, you have 13 cows and 39 Yisarons. Right? So that's 3 Yisarons per cow. So that's 39. And then you have 14 Kvasim and 1 Yisaron per Kevis. Right? That's 53. And then you have 2 Elim and 4 Yisaronos for those. You have 57. And then 2 Tamidim. Right? And the 2 Kipsi. Goes through the math. 61. So you have 61 Yisaron. It's the most you bring in the Beis HaMikdash on any day. And therefore, dayo liyachid shupachas min atzibur echad. So, if the tzibur gets 61, the most that a yachid can bring is 60. It's a limud. It's not the regular dayo that we have, but it's a type of limud that a yachid can never be more than the tzibur. If the tzibur is 61, the yachid is 60. Amar Reb Shimon! What do you mean, v'halo elu l'parim v'elu kfasim? What are you bringing me a raya for? How many were brought in the base of English every day? But those were all different. They weren't put in the same kli. These were the cows, and these were the rams. So these were for the cows and for the sheep. They're not considered one. Right? So therefore, that can't be the reason. Ella says Reb Shimon, it's a svara. Ella ad shishim yecholon libolel. Up until 60, the oil that you have to put in there is re'uya libolel. It can get mixed in. So Amrullah, they said back to him, oh, come on. Shishim nivlolim, shishim echarei nivlolim. It's so dachistic. It's so specific that 60 is mixable and 61 is not mixable. Come on. So Amar Lahem, Reb Shimon says, call me the Chacham. Okay, what are you jumping on me for? You have to have measurements in halacha. All shiurim of halacha. Bar bam sahu tovo, bar sahu chatzikot. What a mikvah, it's 40 sah. Or 39.9, is that a problem? Yes. That's how a system runs. Any system. Right, if you go through a red light, the second after the red light, that you went through, nobody's going through yet, so what? This is the system, and this is the rules. Any bona fide system of law has to have these types of rules. And therefore, says Reb Shimon, that's what I hold, but it's all based on a svara. You know, mixable and not mixable. As I just mentioned, the oil also has to be, mixable with the flour. There is a shaila. Why is it that the lavona does not change its amount? Right, the Rash on Torah's Kohanim, the Rash Bishan explains the chilek between the shemen, shemevi luk shemel akol yisaron yisaron. The oil goes up for every yisaron. Right, a luk shemen for each yisaron. Right, against the tana that we just saw before. Right, the shemen goes up with the yisronos. The lavona doesn't. Shagam lemincha shel shishim yisronim eno mevi ela komitz lavona echad. Just one komitz of lavona. The answer is, explains the Rash, because Shemen is part of the definition of the Mincha. It gets mixed in with it. We mentioned this the first week we started Menachas. What's the definition? So it could very well be the flour and the oil are part of the definition. They have to be mixed in. Where did the Lavona go? It just sits on top of it. So it's just the Chovas Nesina. One little Chovas Nesina on the Mincha, so it doesn't change the sheet. It doesn't matter how big it is. You have Chovas Nesina of one Komas of Lavona. That's it. Mashenki and the Shemen, that's part of the definition of the Mincha, and therefore that changes based on the amount. So that's an important lumdis between the Shemen and the Lavona. Shemen and the Lavona. Says the continuing. Says the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. So we have this the whole discussion. Maybe if we have time, we'll continue at the end. I should mention it now. Then we'll continue. In the Mishnah, we have a machlokas between a limud, right? We try to leave. Oh, dayo! They reject it, and it's a svara. We discussed in the past the relationship between limudim and svaras. The Gemara in two places in Shas quotes lama likra svarahu. We need a pasuk. It's a svar. Well, hopefully we'll have a Tuesday night shiur about this over the summer. But let's at least say some of the sources outside now. What do you puzzle with? The Gemara in Baba Kama talks about this by Hamosa Mechaver Olav Araya. The Gemara in Subis by Apesha Asru Apesha Hiter. Lomali Kras Svarahu. Is svara based on the level of Daraisa? Pashtus, yes. The Gemara, because it says in two places that what do you need a puzzle for? Isn't it a svara? That sounds like svara is on the level of Daraisa. That's what it sounds like. The question then is, therefore, so, why is it, ask the Pnei Yoshua, that Birchas Hanenin are only Durabanan? That's a famous Pnei Yoshua, the beginning of the sixth parak in Brachas. If Svara is on the level of Daraisa, so why don't we say, well, Birchas Hanenin is based on a Svara. L'Hashem Ha'aretz U'Melaha V'Aretz Hatzal Avnei Adam. So the Pnei Yoshua says, Lulei D'Mistafina, if I wouldn't be scared, I would say that Birchas Hanenin are Daraisa. That's the Pnei Yoshua. I could still figure out, even though it's Daraisa, you still say Sefer Brachas L'Hakel. You can have those two together. You don't have to say Sefer Brachas L'Hakel is totally on Savik Durabana L'Kula. But that's the Pnei Yeshua's Chiddush that I think you should say that it is Daraisa. Ask the Nodabi Yehuda, Daraisa? It's a Svara. What do you mean? I don't think, so the Nodabi Yehuda argues that. I don't think every, he argues on this Pnei Yeshua. What, all Svaras are Daraisa? He says, let me quote, did I bring the Nodabi Yehuda here? I don't know if I brought the Nodabi Yehuda. That's the, we'll skip the Nodabi Yehuda for now. Maybe we'll have it on the, in that Shia for the Shem this summer. But the, how do you get out of that problem of the Pnei Yoshua? Why aren't Brachas Daraisa? If it's based on the Svara. Lamin Hei Brachas. So we've mentioned the beautiful thought of Rav Asher Weiss in the past where Rav Asher Weiss says in the Minchas Asher, Dvarm, Simen Tezvav, there are two types of Svaras. What we would call logic of the heart and logic of the mind. Right? If you ask a guy on the street, did he make a Bracha before you ate? That's not a svara, like, that's an ethical svara. Okay, it's a nice idea, but it's not like it's totally illogical not to make a bracha. But when it comes to Moshe Mechaber Olav Araya, that's a pure intellectual svara. If you're wearing a shirt, does that prove it's yours unless I can prove it? You don't have to give it to me just because I say it's mine? Yeah, that makes sense. If I created all the problems here, should I trust you? A woman comes to town and says, by the way, I was married, but now I'm divorced. We never knew she was married in the first place. So that's pure logic. Intellectual logic. That's the type of svara which is on the level of Daraisa. Ethical svara is logic of the heart. That you wouldn't put in the same category. So that's Rav Asher Weiss and Simen Tesav and Yared in Dvarim to help explain the Pnei Yoshua. Help explain the Pnei Yoshua. Okay, there is one more story that we're coming up to today. Sha'il, She'ilam alam Rabbi Yudah Bar-Iloi. The Shalat came up in front of Rabbi Yudah Bar-Iloi. Minayin lo omer harayin le shishim ve'echad shmei v'shishim b'kli echad ve'echad b'kli echad. How do you know that if you have 61, you split it 60 and 1? We're going to have the same discussion right here in the Braisa. Pasach, Rabbi Yudah Bar-Iloi, Rosh HaMedabrim, B'chol Makom. Rabbi Yudah Bar-Iloi, who is the head of the Medabrim, always. We'll get back to that phrase in a minute. V'yamar, he says, Shekei Matzinu, Tzibur Mevim, B'yadav Rishon, Shalchag, Shechalei Esbashabat, Shishim Echad. We find, like we said in the Mishnah, the Tanakama, that the Tzibur brings 61 on Yantif. Daya liyachat, Sheyifchas, B'na Tzibur Echad. So the Yachat should be one less 60. Amalei Reb Shimon, V'alo Eilu Par V'elu, V'elu V'elu K'fasim, V'elu B'lilas and Ava, V'elu Bazen Racha. Different animals and different mixes. Eilu B'lilas and Shachas, V'lilas and Minar Bayan. They mix it at different times. V'nevalom Zelza. How can you say 61 altogether? They're all different. Amrla, Amarata. Okay, so fine. You give a better reason. Amrlahem. Hari Omer. I'll tell you. V'chol Mincha Belula V'Hashem and V'chareva. It says it has to be mixed in. Kfar Amr Torah. Havei Mincha Shiachol Lihibalel. It has to be able to be mixed in. Amar le b'shishim nevlalim b'shishim echad nevlalim. Amar lo, yes, call me the chachamim keinu. Yes, these are the, this is how the system of halacha works. Barbaim sahu tovel, barbaim sahu tzikar, the vini ochol itfol. A mikvah has got to be 40 sa'ah. Kebetza metami tumas ochlin, kebetza chaza shumshin, and metami tumas ochlin. An egg size could create tumas ochlin, and an egg size less of sesame seed does not. Shlosha shlosha metami medrish, shlosha shlosha chaser nima achas, ino metami medrish. 3x3, a little type of beged can be metame, and if smaller than that, not. Period. Right? So the Gemara. One more line. V'chein nevol on my havi, v'atan im below balo kasher. Ah, you don't even need to do balila, so what do you have to be royal le'uy live low? Here it is. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Call a royal le'bila, ain't bila makevespo. V'choshein royal le'bila, bila makevespo. You gotta have at least the potential. That's what Rabbi Zeira's din. You always have to have the potential for things in halacha, even though you don't actually need them to take place. So we're going to talk tomorrow. We'll start with the discussion of eggs. Are eggs bizman azef smaller than eggs bizman Talmud? That's a huge discussion in the Achronim. We're talking about eggs here. We'll start talking about more about Reb Zeira. Just to end with one other story, and that is, what's Reb Yudah Bar Eloy? What does it mean, Rosh HaMedabrim? What do you mean he was the head talker? So Rashi quotes the Gemara that we some remember from Shabbos Daf Lama Gimel. Right, where the Gemara says that, if you remember the story, that's the cave Gemara, Shimon Bar Yochai in the cave. Right, they're all having a discussion. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon are all sitting there, and Rabbi Yehuda says, how beautiful are the Romans, right? They build all these marketplaces and merchatzos, and they're all beautiful for us to use. Rabbi Yosef didn't say a word. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, what are you talking about? They built it for them. They built it for themselves. Right? It's terrible. They built it for us. What are you, crazy? They're selfish people. And there was one of the Tanoim, there was a Moser, that went and told over the story what happened. That's where Reb Shimon run into the cave, because of this story. But Reb Yehuda was the one that suggested, oh, they're awesome! So that's why he became the Rosh HaMedabrim. He got the covet from the Romans, they heard what happened, so that's why he was the Rosh HaMedabrim. That's based on this story, right? And that's why Reb Yossi was quiet, so also something happened to him, but that's why Reb Shimon had to run away, Shimon Bar Yochai, into the cave. That's the Shabbos Lama Gimel, Lag B'Shabbos. Right, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, like B'Shabbos, like B'Omer, and we will have to stop here. Okay, we'll stop here. Mez Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow again with Beitzim and more Velila discussions. Again, today's shiur is sponsored by the Marcus family, Ilu Nishmas, in memory and for the Elias Neshama of Muriel Markets, Mechia Bas Yitzchak Yaakov. We thank the family for the sponsorship.